morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Julie Jepkes, and of course she's the head of the Children's Library at the Atlantic Public Library. Good morning to you, Julie.
Good morning, LaVon.
Julie, you always have fun things going on, and your week, I think, is packed. So let's start out with today.
Today we have Cody the Random Magician. This is kind of an exciting entertainer because he's a local 8th grader.
Oh.
Well, I don't know if he's 8th grade this year or 9th grade next year. I'm not sure.
Whatever. He's
but sort of a
beginner.
He's young.
Yes.
And he has taught himself magic and card tricks.
Hmm.
And he does an awesome job.
Amazing.
It is.
That's what people will say.
He learned by reading magic books. And he also, I'm sure watched magic shows and all that type of thing. But I just wanted to put a plug in there that he read magic books.
Yes. How appropriate.
And he had lots of magic tricks.
Yeah, okay.
So today he'll be here from 3:30 to 4:30. And we will meet in the reading area of the children's section.
Okay. So that's kind of, it says you come in the door.
That
level, yes.
And it's for all ages. I mean, I would say probably kindergarten and up. Mm-hmm. But if there's some preschoolers that they think will sit and would like magic tricks, they're certainly welcome to come.
Okay. And adults are welcome too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes the kids are faster at catching on than we as adults because we're just, I don't know, so used to seeing magic kind of things, and yet we're amazed. It's amazing.
Oh, I know. He wanted to show me how some of these tricks worked, and I said, oh, no, I don't want to know.
Right, right. Interesting where books can lead us, and this young man is certainly taken off.
That's right. We also have something coming up on Wednesday. We have Jester Puppets. It's a puppet theater group that are out of Des Moines, and we've had them one other time here at the library, and they did a really great job. They bring their own stage, and they have life-size puppets, and they are going to perform Iowa Jones and the Search for the Last Mummy.
And where is this taking place?
It is going to be at the Nishna Valley YMCA. Now, if they have our calendar, it says that it's at the public library, but due to the reading garden construction, they cannot get in. They needed to get in through those doors where they're working. So the Y was gracious enough to let us come there today and let them, or Wednesday, and let them perform then.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. And who knows, maybe somebody who doesn't usually come to the library but goes to the Y on a regular basis, they'll get in on the fun, too.
Right.
And
we'll be there with, any information that people might want about the library.
Yes. And I have to say, when you were talking about the life size, in my mind, and this wouldn't be true with the little kids, but in my mind, when you say puppets, I think of those little handheld, little stick things that make them move. Well, puppeteering has moved way beyond that.
Oh, yes.
And I think that, again, the kids, they're used to seeing Sesame Street and so on, so they're not so amazed. But those people are such high energy.
And, like I said, they bring their own stage. Well, they can't fit it. The stage is huge. They can't fit it in any other door but that old front door of the library, and they can't get it in the elevator. So, it doesn't fit down in the children's section because the ceilings are too low. So, I think it will work at the Y.
Yes, I think that's a great location for it, and again, lots of easy parking, and it's great to have all of you cooperate and work together.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Yes,
and they're always good about helping us out.
So
vice versa. So.
This show, like all the other shows, there's no fee. Anybody's welcome to come.
Right. And I didn't mention, but the show time is from 10 to 11 on Wednesday, June 28th.
Okay.
They'll be in the big gym at the Y.
Lots of sitting space there. You can have a really big crowd. It doesn't matter how big the crowd is. These folks will project and they'll make sure that everybody gets involved. And
yes.
And Julie, that's one of the things I think. I've been to a few of the programs at the library, and those performers, those people who put on the programs, are so good about involving the audience. You don't just sit and look. There's always some kind of involvement.
Yes, and they have at least the last time they came, they had people from the audience mm-hmm. come up and help out. I think they did some type of a trivia thing. And that was a totally different show the last
sure.
time. They think up a different show each year for that goes along with our summer reading program.
And your theme this year is?
Build a Better World.
Okay, so it'll be something related to that. It'll be interesting to see how they tie that in. So today, Monday, on Wednesday, and what's the next one?
On Friday, we have the Grout Museum, which is located in Waterloo. They are coming, and they've been here a number of years, to do a super cold science experiment. And this is their description. They use liquid nitrogen, learn how temperature is related to the three phases of matter, solids, liquids, and gases. The mind-shattering experiments that students will see during this demonstration will blow them away.
Okay. It's almost like more magic.
Yes.
Different kind of magic, but it is.
Magic is kind of science.
Yes, with that science twist. And it's for real.
Right, and it's for all ages as well. And it is Friday, 10:30 at the YMCA again.
Okay. Good. Just get used to going to the YMCA. But Monday, today, is at the library.
Monday, yep.
And then
Cody the Magician.
And then Wednesday and Friday at the Y. Well, that's this week. Julie, I can't believe you have three terrific things going on this week. But I'm sure that's not the end. You have summer stuff all summer long.
We do. We're going through till the end of July 29th. Yep, the end
okay.
of July.
So
we have tomorrow. If you need help with any of your technology devices, iPads, Kindles, your phone, whatever it is, at 4 o'clock, you can go to the adult section of the library, and Natalie will be, she's not doing a class, it's just, you can just come up and ask her.
Oh. She'll
just be available for any questions, and she will do what she can to help you
okay.
with your device.
So it's very individualized. You don't have to sit through things you already know or not
right.
get answers to what you want. It's very individualized. So great. That's tomorrow at 4 o'clock at the upstairs part of the library.
Right.
Okay.
Make sure you bring your device.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of hard to show you if you don't have
that's
your Kindle
true.
With you.
That's
and,
true.
And the reason we do that is because if you go to our website, there are so many sites on our website that you can go to on your device.
Yeah, just you keep adding. I mean, all the books, magazines, I don't know, maps, language. I think that was the latest one I heard somebody talking about
mm-hmm.
or read about. You can learn a language.
Yep, Mango Languages. Yes, it's pretty neat. We did a class on for the librarian, so we know how to use
uh-huh.
use it. And so Norwegian's really hard to learn. I went to a different language. I tried Norwegian. It's like, I'll have to study on that a little more.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's there night and day. I mean,
mm-hmm.
so very, very handy. And, Julie, we should mention Iowa has a great library system. Other states have great library systems. So if you are not a part of the Atlantic Public Library, check with your library wherever you are because they all have great things to offer.
Yes, that's true.
So we've covered Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Anything the next week you really want people to know about?
Let me see. 4th of July week. Well, we are closed on the 4th
okay,
of July.
Okay, good to remember.
Mm-hmm. And then on Wednesday and Thursday, we have story time at 10:30 for 3 to 5-year-olds. They do not need to sign up. They can just show up.
Okay. So, Julie, let's quickly, today the program is at what time?
Today it is 3:30 to 4:30 at the public library.
Okay. And then on Wednesday?
It is at the YMCA, and it's from 10 to 11.
And Friday?
At the YMCA again, and it is from 10:30 to about 11:50.
Okay. Get involved in all these library programs and your library wherever, because there's such exciting things going on. We really want to thank you, Julie Jepkes, for visiting with us this morning.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, here's a thought from Vince Lombardi. Perfection is not attainable, but if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence.